This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing.
Imagine the arrogance of George Soros, the Pope, all these groups ordering Europe's borders open, radicalizing Muslim groups, turning them loose all over the Arab Spring, having Facebook, Google, Twitter help overthrow secular governments that are supportive of the West, that had good economies, putting hundreds of thousands of women in slavery, killing over a million people the last 5 years, 6 years, and then funding women that support the Arab Spring, who are literally allowed out of their cages, like Linda Sarsour, wearing her hijab to run around and be made the face of feminism in America because it's anti-West, anti-American, just like the Atlantic Monthly said last week, because it'll help set the sun on white America and Christianity. It's embraced. But you don't see the maniac, mentally ill leftists going to the Middle East to imbibe in this. You don't see Linda Sarsour doing that. No, she comes here to henpeck and get in our face and make us submit to her. And USA Today says the hijab is the new face of Islam and the new face of feminism, and it's led by Linda Sarsour. So here she is saying going after Trump is a form of holy war or jihad. Here it is.
And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad, that we are struggling against tyrants and rulers, not only abroad in the Middle East or in the other side of the world, but here in these United States of America, where you have fascists and white supremacists and Islamophobes reigning in the White House. We have to stay outraged. Do not criticize me when I say that we as a Muslim community in these United States of America have to be perpetually outraged every single day. When I wake up in the morning and I remember who's sitting in the White House, I am outraged.
That's right.
This is not.
You perpetually have a chip on your shoulder. You don't want to live in Saudi Arabia. You don't want to live in Yemen. You don't want to live in Sudan. You don't want to live in Iran. You don't want to live in 60-something other Muslim countries in Indonesia. You want to come here and bitch and complain when women aren't even allowed to go and speak in public in Muslim countries and can't drive cars, and most of them can't even show their faces, and they chop women's genitals off, and you support it because you're a disgusting pig that wants to come here with your evil Islamic supremacist mouth and try to run us into the ground and try to make us submit to your crap, and we're not doing it. The Alliance of Islam and the liberals is when I came out of the gates against Islam. I was against the wars to stir it up and put radicals in charge because I knew it was part of a clash of civilizations. But we failed to stop that. And now I will not be overrun by this. I will not submit to you. And it's not going to happen. And we've broken the back of political correctness. You're not intimidating us anymore. You're not making us submit anymore. We're going to exercise our free speech. Even if you come up to me and get in my face in restaurants, I love it. Now, here's another one. Linda Sarsour addressing the 54th annual ISENA convention. We must not assimilate. We know Muslims never assimilate. You make us assimilate. We got it. Thank you for being truthful, witch. Here is the witch.
You will be responsible for normalizing this administration. Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our communities. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority.
You want to bully everybody. We got it.
Our obligation is to our young people, is to our women, and make sure our women are protected in our community.
Oh, your women are protected.
Top priority.
Yeah, speaking about the sex slaves, Islam, all the stuff, the Arab Spring that Hillary funded, that you supported.
And only Allah. We are never to cower to the powers that be. We are never to give up any part of our identity. So
believe me, we know you won't. We know you won't cower to anybody. You're going to make us cower.
That's what we do. We build a new door and walk through our own door because we have that right in this country to also open opportunities.
Yes, and that's at a Hamas meeting, ladies and gentlemen. And we know you open doors up.
I want to say congratulations to Islam on 54 years and inshallah.
So there you go, folks. It isn't going to happen, okay? It's a cult. They're coming for us. You have the House of Islam outside of the House of War. We are under attack. And yes, our criminal governments are letting them in, 80% military-age men, to stage the terror attacks and then use that...
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
They took my saddle in Houston. Broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that judge ain't blind. Have a river by morning.
We've got a full slate in the second hour. Then I'll be back with a weekday transmission that's 4 hours long, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. I guess that'd be 9 a.m. To 1 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 2 Montana or Mountain Time. Thank you for joining us. Mike Cernovich, who is already pretty much with the InfoWars team, doing a great job, investigative journalist, tens of millions of video views a week. Millions that tune into his transmissions, joins us. He writes for Medium. He also wrote the book, Guerrilla Mindset. And he joins us about Shotgun for the next 30 minutes. Roger Stone's going to pop in, too, next segment. He told me off record last year, and again this year, he said the whole Russia thing is totally fake, all completely made up. But he said there were meetings early on with, I'm going to let him tell you. Because, you know, I hate having this info and then never being able to talk about it. Some of it's come out now, so we can talk about it. But I've known the inside baseball from Stone and others all along, including some of the Secret Service we talked to. But the only time the Trumps talked to the Russians was to get information on the Clintons selling the country out. And the Russians never helped Trump get elected. The American people did. And we all know that. He's just had this big victory over in Germany. The ceasefire. I mean, it's amazing what's happening. The communist pope is panicking. It's amazing. So that's coming up. And then Leo Zagami, who broke in Italy, journalist there, and then it was all over the mainstream news 3 days later. But we broke it last Monday about the gay orgy and the raid and all the rest of it. I mean, this is just, the deputy pope caught rounding up and procuring hundreds of little boys. I mean, he's indicted, folks. So you see, the pedophile gate's coming down, and it's all the fact that Trump has green-lighted and other Western intelligence agencies are going after him. So we'll cover that. We'll cover Linda Sarsour, Democratic Party Palestinian leader, funded by Soros, the Democrats, saying jihad, do not assimilate, make us submit to Islam, basically. I know Cernovich has been calling for her to be deported. Absolutely. She's not an American. She wants Sharia law. Let her go back to her lovely Middle East. Let her go back where she has to wear a full hood over her head and where women can't go to college. But she supports the Arab Spring. Yes, let's invade and take over non-radical countries. But let women go to college where they don't have to wear beekeeper suits. But the first reason Mike Cernovich shines us is there have been globalist Washington Post hit pieces out on us. And talking points, misrepresenting everything I say, everything I do. Lying about me. I never said there were kids on Mars and Mars bases. Never said it. Total lie. Saying that I said that I've talked to people at labs that are part human, part pig. I never said that. Said I've talked to people at labs that where they have part human, part pig chimeras. That's in the Associated Press. But they take everything and twist it. It doesn't matter. They're known liars. But Cernovich is now being targeted by CFR people posing as journalists, and he's got the emails back and forth showing the anatomy of how these PR hit pieces masquerade as real news. So Mike Cernovich, medium.com, at Cernovich, joins us to break down these new developments. Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, one thing a lot of people believe is that journalism is real. But what happened is that McMaster and all of his deep state cronies were triggered by my original reporting about the war in Syria, about the corruption, about their anti-America policy. So rather than complain to me and send me an email, they sent a journalist who works for one of these like Council on Foreign Relations style magazines or journals, whatever they call themselves. And she is now, you know, was trying to interrogate me. So I let her know what I thought about her.
And by the way, that's when all hell broke loose, and you told me you had Google sources. You then gave me the documents a week later. I then separately got documents from a White House source that they had a directive out with me at the top. I'm not bragging. In fact, I wish I wasn't there. You under me and others there to be targeted with disinfo and to be delisted off Google and to specifically lie about us because we exposed that McMaster was, and you had your sources, was trying to trick Trump into a larger ground war. And then when I talked to my high-level White House source, and then 3 days later, Trump came out and said word for word what my high-level source had said, that completely freaked them out because obviously they're recording that source, and they don't like that source, that high-level source talking to us.
That's exactly right. So this is what I told her. I go, what are you doing working as a public relations officer for these people? Why don't they come to me? Why are they coming through you? But this is going to be presented, this hit piece to the public, which, by the way, they keep bringing up Hillary's health. What idiots.
Yeah, 60 Minutes did that with you, and Paley lost his job over that. You destroyed him so bad. Everybody knows she has horrible health problems.
Exactly. I'm proud of that. They also bring up the pedophilia stuff, and I said, well, Anthony Weiner is a child pornographer when he's going to prison.
Look at the Pope. His whole organization's getting caught with little kids.
Jacob Schwartz, a high-level de Blasio staffer, a regular guest on CNN, friends with Bobby Moog.
Lolita Express, Epstein, the Clintons.
Yeah, so there's so many pedophiles, so they're trying to be owned.
Clinton Foundation people caught smuggling hundreds of kids out, getting caught.
Yeah, the
Haiti. You can't swing a bat in the dark and not hit a big old pedophile devil worshiper when you get around these people.
Exactly. So they're such jokes, but I got tired of being nice to these people. Usually I don't answer, but what I told her is I said that you are not a real journalist. You are a mouthpiece for globalists. You are a mouthpiece for death and destruction. That's all you are. I let her know that you don't get to interrogate me. You are nothing. You are garbage. You are working for deep state and trying to murder people in the Middle East. You're trying to spread rape in Saudi Arabia, destroying the West. These people, I'm done being nice to them. They want to come at me confrontationally and act like reporters. They are nothing but the mouthpiece of devil worshippers, of pedophiles, of mass murderers, of the globalists.
And they are. The globalists are very weak. And they believe that they kidnap children, torture them, do bad things to make themselves stronger. It's like in episode 3 of Star Wars. And again, I'm not saying that's real, folks. I'm saying it's an allegory. The writers in Hollywood are telling you. Lucas said that movie is about D.C. and what D.C. is really like. Lucas gave an interview to Variety at Cannes, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, when episode 3 came out. It's one of the only, you know, good new films. And in it, good new Star Wars, he says, Palpatine says, you're not really evil yet. You know, Darth Vader doesn't have, like, yellow eyes yet. He goes, go to the Jedi Center and kill hundreds of children. Then you'll be strong in the dark side. And he doesn't become Darth Vader till he goes and kills hundreds of children. And so that's what they're saying. They do these horrible things to destroy any humanity they had and to let these dark forces come in and possess them. Now, whether you believe that or not, these are rites of passage. Just like gang members say, go mug an old lady. The rite of passage is to first kidnap and rape children and then later kill them, just like that top banker just came out in Europe and said.
Yeah, this is who we're dealing with. This is what we're up against. And who goes to journalism school then to become nothing but a spokesperson for pedophiles? What is wrong with them? Are they sociopaths or are they just trying to get a paycheck? I don't really know, but it is disturbing to know that most of what you read was put there by a pedophile, and that reporters aren't doing real journalism. All they are serving as PR agents to the globalist pedophiles.
And I love how you don't even give me, you know, who their names are, who they are. They may not even know who they're working for, but most people in the system now know we're right. They now know the truth. They're just scared to speak out. That's why we're secretly, as you said, so much more popular. And the reason I mentioned that is I had a guy, actually two guys, come over and off and on confront me at a steakhouse with my wife Friday night. And they would laugh at me and say, everyone hates you, you're a failure, to make me feel like a failure. And I said, you're doing that to make me feel like a failure. I said, I love this. I was actually tired, and my wife was mad at me because I wasn't talking because I was exhausted. And now I have all this energy. Thank you for making my night better. This adrenaline rush, I'll be able to watch a movie when I get home now that she wants me to watch. And he couldn't believe it. He said, oh, no, shake my hand. I said, no, I'm not going to shake your hand, coward. I don't live in peer pressure like you do. I mean, don't they understand we're dominating? Don't they understand they're the weak-minded people that want to be with the failing system?
Well, that's what's the beauty part of it is that they're sent out to hit on us and do these nasty hit jobs on us. All it does is validates the work, because there would be no reason to come after me right now if I weren't the leading national security reporter.
I'm going to keep you with me, and we've got popping in. We've got Roger Stone with this big Trump Jr. news. He told me.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do, in fact, pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com. Or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me.
All right, he's just with us for one segment. Roger Stone will be back with us tomorrow. Roger tells me so much amazing stuff. He likes to play down his level of knowledge. It's second to none, other than maybe the president. And he told me all this stuff. Now, some of it's not exactly what he told me, but just about the fact that there's no Russian collusion, all complete bull. It's come out now. He's getting ready to testify to Congress here in just a week and a half or so, finally. And the whole thing's unraveled. The Clintons have been caught knee-deep in it. We now know they wouldn't let him into their servers. The FBI and Homeland Security wanted in. They wouldn't let him in because they were colluding with the Russians, the Chinese, and others. So Trump's son met with a Russian lawyer after being promised damaging information on Clinton. So I don't know how much Roger wants to tell folks. I can just tell you Roger Stone can either confirm or deny how accurate this is. But again, Roger Stone joins us right now. Drudge asked the question, were the Russians setting him up? Regardless, it's not collusion. It's not them helping, you know, with computers hack in, as they said. I mean, if Hillary's committed crimes with the Russians, God bless Donald Trump Jr. for trying to find out about the espionage. I mean, is that not correct, Roger?
I think that's exactly right, Alex. I mean, in this case, he would be, it would be malpractice in the service of his father not to explore the facts here. Look. Don Jr. is a very bright, very ardent supporter of his father's agenda, a very articulate defender of his father on numerous issues. He sees through the fake news and tweets about it often. He is a patriot like we are. I'm a big fan of Don Jr., and he has the greatest hair since, you know, Eddie on the Munsters, I think. I mean, the guy's just got, he's got the most perfect hair I've ever seen. In any event, I said here on InfoWars a couple days ago that there would be a new focus on the Trump children. That means that the NSA and their allies in the mainstream media who have been attempting to find some Russian collusion. We now know the story in a nutshell. A woman lawyer, approaches the Trump organization, or the Trumps, saying that she has damaging information. A subcommittee of others in the campaign are assigned to meet with her. They conclude she has nothing, and there is no story. How does this constitute collusion? This is like taking a gnat and trying to make it significant.
Meanwhile, the Democrats were all doing opposition research and ginning up fake dossiers, meeting with Russians, you name it as well. I mean, this claim that, oh, look, Sessions met with the Russians is dirty, that's playing on public interest and public ignorance, but it's not working anymore. So you did predict 2.5 months ago they'd say he's mentally ill, Alzheimer's. That started happening about a month later. You did say last Wednesday on the show that they would next go after his children. I know you can't give up sources, but man, Roger, not to kiss your butt, but it's true. You are uncanny how dead on you are. That's why I hate the media when they say you're this liar and this disinfo artist. I've never seen anything but uncanny accuracy from you. I want you to comment on that, and I want to bring in Cernovich for a question.
So thank you, Alex. Look, I recognize right now that the whole argument of collusion by the Russians to assist Donald Trump. It's worse than a fairy tale. You know what it is? It's a dirty trick. How would I know? Well, they say that I'm the dirty trickster. Well, it takes one to know one. In this case, I just ask you to examine the facts. It's a narrative invented by John Podesta, furthered by his allies in the mainstream.
To cover what they were guilty of.
Wait a minute. Picked up and run through the mill by their neocon allies at state and defense and throughout the U.S. war machine. They have still, to this moment, other than General Flynn taking gratuity from Russian TV, which I don't believe is illegal, it's just stupid, they don't have anything that constitutes collusion by
exactly.
Russia.
So what comes next now that you agreed last week? Trump has turned the corner, did a great job in Germany, got a great ceasefire, has got Russia coming in against North Korea. I mean, I've never seen such diplomacy, but I guess it's just the realness of Trump. He's getting such action from China, you name it. It seems like they're panicking. I mean, am I wrong that Trump is really hitting his stride right now? I want to come back to you briefly in a moment, but Mike Cernovich, your observations, any questions for Stone?
Well, you know, I think it's important for all of us to show Don Jr. our support, because we all know what it's like to be mercilessly slandered by the media. So, you know, everybody listening, I think it's very important to
respond. That's right. It's his turn in the BS attack machine. He's being pilloried right now up in the stocks, so we've got to support him right now.
Exactly. That's the number one thing we can do right now. So what happened is, and you know, Roger can talk more about this. Don Jr. has the number one Twitter account. Number one Twitter account, bar none, and the media knows that, and they're terrified.
That's right. He's really used it like nobody else, Roger. Why do they hate Don Jr. so much? Because he's one of the only allies up there?
Well, first of all, Don Jr., as you know, Alex, is a sportsman. He is an avid hunter. He is a very strong advocate of the Second Amendment. He is very skeptical of a number of the neocon phonies who have attached themselves to the USS Trump. I believe he's a real patriot. I have huge respect for Donnie Jr.
Would you say he's even a bigger player now for saving the Republic than even a Bannon?
Well, when you're in the president's family, Alex, I think you're in a separate category, and I think that's very important to recognize. And I think but based on even his own early career, he's an accomplished young man who is doing what he thinks is right for the country and for his father's presidency.
And he's not afraid of these bullies. So how do they strike back now that we're really starting to win with TPP and the carbon tax and the economy starting to come back and exuberance? The left is bullying. They're calling for violence. They're crazier than ever. What are they going to do next, Roger Stone?
Well, I think there's going to be a continued focus on Don Jr., maybe even Eric or Ivanka. This is something I predicted. We're just at the very beginning of a new cycle. But just as the media and the political cognoscenti went crazy when they learned that Jared Kushner had opened a back channel to the Russians, after the election, at the time that his father-in-law was the president-elect and he was authorized as staff, not recognizing historical precedent of White House staff members having such back-channel conversations, Kissinger and China, for example.
Sure, Kennedy, I mean, all the rest of it. So they're going to try to make normal presidential behavior look dirty, look bad, every move look like a failure, but it's not working anymore. I mean, do you agree that CNN and others are in full implode?
There's no question. But now, Alex, in my view, the president has the opportunity to finish them off. Make no mistake about it. If because the turning of the ship is slow, and that people don't get the immediate reforms that many, you know, probably had too high.
Sure. But he's delivering. StoneColdTruth.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. More with Cernovich and Leo Zagami from...
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson, Infowars.com editor, just tweeted out a story that I've got to cover tomorrow. We don't have time right now with big breaking Vatican news from the whistleblower, investigative journalist who has been jailed, arrested, harassed, written, I don't know, 5 or 6 best-selling books. Just everything he said has come true. Leo Zagami. Joining us, riding shotgun, investigative journalist Mike Cernovich. But look at this disinfo. An eclectic and international mix of demonstrators peacefully flooded the streets of Hamburg as G20 wraps up. I mean, this is like the most unintentional comedy. CNN is so fake in real time. I mean, we've got videos, hours of it, of 100,000 plus people burning police cars, burning buildings, burning shops, looting, beating people over the head with clubs. And look at CNN. But what's crazy is CNN and the Washington Post are the fakest news out there. If you're a TV viewer, this is just incredible. Look at even other mainstream won't stoop that low. Now, look at CNN right next to this, right next to Bloomberg, right next to Bloomberg, your TV viewer. Merkel defends decision to host G20 in Hamburg after rioting. After rioting. But CNN is saying it was the totally peaceful and loving. I mean, all Soros funded, all violent. Boom. Germans angry over orgy of violence at Merkel pre-election G20. Reuters. Reuters is real. Look, Reuters. Reuters, orgy of violence, orgy of violence. Water cannons and burned out cars, violent riots continue in Hamburg after G20 summit, RT. So RT got it right, Bloomberg got it right, Reuters got it right, Infowars.com got it right, DrudgeReport.com got it right, everybody else got it right, Breitbart.com got it right, everybody else got it right, you got it right watching live feeds yourself, but CNN says it was all peaceful and loving. It's like they're trying to destroy themselves. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play a clip in a moment of Leo Zagami on with us Monday. A week before, when no one had reported it, he broke it. Then it was in Italian news. Then it was in RT. Then it was here the next day. Nowhere else but InfoWars, forcing it out on Wednesday, the gay orgy, where it happened, who was involved. He's got more to break in a moment. But Mike Cernovich, riding shotgun. I have people asking me and my family, smart folks, they say, it's like CNN's trying to destroy themselves. And I go, no. You ever been around a mentally ill person that's megalomaniacal or delusional? They think they're invincible. It's just, they are like the millennial generation on average, where they just are, they do not get it, man. They have no ratings. Everyone hates them. What is going on, Cernovich? They said no violence at the G20. It was totally loving. What planet are they on? Mike Cernovich.
They definitely, the drunk with power is hubris. They believe, because nobody's ever pushed back against them or nobody's ever called them out. As we know, the New York Times and the Washington Post won't call out CNN for being fake news. They'll only go after you and me and nitpick every little thing we say or do. So they got used to it. What they're doing is a rational response to the way they've conducted themselves for decades. They got away with it for so long, they think, well, why not keep doing it?
I agree. I want to invite you back up tomorrow, and I want to invite Leo Zagami on for like an hour soon so he can take calls because he's the expert. Let's play a clip of him last Monday, and again, the week before, he broke it like the day it happened. He forced it out, and I'm not trying to kiss his butt. But that's why independent journalists are so important now, like InfoWars, like Cernovich, like Zagami, LeoZagami.com, because it forces the MSM to cover it. Let's go ahead and play that clip of Zagami breaking the gay orgy news.
Well, it's happening, and it's happening clearly in front of the whole world with George Pell, but it's also an internal conflict. A few days before George Pell got booted out of the Vatican, we had basically the police breaking inside the palace of the Holy Office, the ex-Inquisition, now known as the Congregation for the Matters of Faith, basically the headquarters of the most holy office in the Vatican. The police broke in and found a gay orgy, and they were using cocaine, and they basically had to arrest the secretary of a very prominent cardinal who himself was waging war against Cardinal Pell. So there is also an internal war here, and of course nobody wanted to show the face of this priest, but I wanted to show it to your viewers. It's called Monsignor Luigi Capozzi, and only very few media, I think only RT probably just mentioned the name of Capozzi's boss, this cardinal.
That's good. And he goes on to say, it's all happening because Trump and other people have green-lighted going after him, record arrest. Leo Zagami, I know it's like 1 in the morning or later there in Rome time. Thank you for joining us. Please recap, since you were on a week ago, what's happened. I know you have some new developments as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, yes, we managed to break through into the traditional media with our scoop. I mean, they didn't want to tell the name of the people involved. They were kind of covering everything up with a little article that came out on an Italian newspaper at the end of June, but nobody was mentioning neither Luigi Capozzi, neither the Cardinal Cocco Palmiero, who is behind Luigi Capozzi and the gay orgy. So now, instead, 1 week later, finally, after the international media has really taken the story, after we broke it for everybody, Alex, because the story was completely new for everybody in the English world, and now in Italy they are finally saying, putting this whole situation in a different context by detailing the names of the people involved, and it's been an unseen scoop that I didn't see really coming, but once we got it going, they are really they're forcing themselves to say where Luigi Capozzi has ended, because he was in a monastery. You remember I told you he was sent in a monastery. Now apparently he's been sent at the Policlinico Gemelli, which is actually the hospital where I was born, near the Vatican, and in the Policlinico Gemelli he is going through a rehabilitation because he's a complete cocaine addict. So they had to take him off from the monastery and put him back into the hospital.
So the head priest involved in all this is basically in drug rehab right now. Leo Zagami breaking this. And Leo, again, this is how they control people. What are the latest developments? Because that was a footnote when you were on. You were mainly talking about the Pope's deputy being indicted for rounding up and raping hundreds of boys and, I guess, procuring them. What's the latest on that? And Mike Cernovich, jump in any time.
Well, the latest on Pope Francis is even more interesting because he has given this exclusive interview to Eugenio Scalfari, who is this traditional fake news Italian founder of this big newspaper called La Repubblica, and he gave him this interview right in the middle of this gay orgy scandal. He suddenly calls in this journalist and he doesn't mention the scandal whatsoever. He only mentions the G20, the fear he has of America, of Russia, and he wants to just promote...
That was my next question. Why is the Pope, the false Pope, so scared of the Russia-U.S. alliance? Because my intel, folks, we told them 6 months ago, it's the Christian world linking up, trying to save Europe. The Pope, as allied with Islam, is what my intel is. Is that accurate?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, I have mentioned this also in my latest book, Volume 3 of My Confessions. The fact that now Putin and Trump are starting to find finally common ground by meeting each other without intermediaries or without a phone, this is a great thing, and I think will lead to great things to come. In fact, out of the G20, nothing else came out. Apart from Trump and Putin and their deals, the rest was a complete failure. And even Macron was running for having the photo next to Trump. And of course, Putin was center stage, and Turkey is now siding more than ever with Putin, with Trump, against what are these failing mondialists, these liberals, these people like the Clinton Foundation that is closing down, and all these other people from the liberal media, and George Soros, of course.
All right, Leo Zagami, stay there. One more segment with you and Mike Cernovich. Riveting. I'm going to let Mike ask some of the questions. He always has great angles. When we come back with Leo Zagami, the investigative reporter, written 5-6 books about the Vatican, predicted that Pope Francis would be the next pope like 4 years before he was. Amazing.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment of this Sunday transmission. We're every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Got this liner coming up, so let's let it speak for itself. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does the InfoWar.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Trump says it's time to move forward in working constructively, this is quotes, with Russia. We negotiated a ceasefire in parts of Syria, which will save lives in creating a joint cyber command to watch each other and make sure there's no hacking on either side, which would actually end the cyber war that's been going on for decades. So true Nobel Prize type behavior. Other stories up on InfoWars.com. Kim Jong-un warns Donald Trump he's pushing North Korea to the brink of war while North Korea threatens war. And we have Trump versus fake news. Great CNN meme war goes viral. We posted another 20 or so of the most powerful memes that have come in the last day. It's over 6,000 that have come in. For the $20,000 contest, we're going to announce, we're going to stop the contest on Wednesday. It'll take a few days to post these memes, the best ones, and then have the prize go out as part of that $200,000 that we're having in prizes of different numbers going out. We've got a lot of people winning to expose CNN as terrorist, mainstream media as evil, as fake news. Look, it's a wide open contest. You get on mainstream media peacefully, lawfully, expose them as fake. You're going to win $1,000 for just saying InfoWars.com or showing InfoWars.com and CNN is fake news. Or I'll say ABC is fake news. Whatever. It's wide open now. I'm the judge. But I've made Watson the judge of this contest. Mike Cernovich is our guest. Leo Zagami, very nice to pop in briefly so late at night. Want to invite him back on very, very soon. Please support the broadcast, folks. We're listener supported. Free shipping the month of July on water filters, high-quality products, supplements, DNA Forces back in stock, 20% off. We've got great fungal systems like the Myco ZX that doesn't just go after the bad bacteria, but goes after the yeast, the mold, the fungus. That's back in stock after being sold out for almost 5 months. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. That's how we can finance this war against the globalists. Cernovich, I know you've got a few questions. You've been on target exposing the pedophile rings, but Zagami has really been on target. I'm sure you've got some questions for him. I mean, how big is it that the Pope's deputy pope indicted for reportedly raping hundreds of children, trafficking in them, everything our intel had told us. Zagami says that it's Trump behind this. What do you make of that? What are your questions for Zagami?
Yeah, I was wondering, at the Clinton Foundation, were they getting any children from Haiti? Is there perhaps a Clinton Global Initiative Haiti connection to these pedophile rings going on right now?
There is, of course, connections with all the various ONGs, the various groups that, of course, portray themselves as the saviors every time, but they are just a network that is constructed of intelligence services and governments, and, of course, the pedophile elite take advantage of all this and uses it as its own network to take in more and more young children. And this happens every day, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of the NGOs are just a front for pedophile networks. In fact, there was a cable that was, leaked by WikiLeaks, which is that during the Haitian earthquake, a lot of so-called charity groups went down there, and they were actually just front groups of pedophiles.
Well, of course, NGOs then, in particular the ones that are connected to the Clinton Foundation, are connected also to the Catholic world. Let's not forget that the Clinton Foundation works very closely with the Jesuits, like in the case of Turkey. Why we see Erdogan so close to Putin and Trump these days? Because he suffered a coup by Fethullah Gulen, who himself made a book with a preface by one of the Jesuits leaders, Thomas Michel. And Thomas Michel was actually in Turkey for 2 years before the attempted coup to service this coup people.
Sure, I know this. You talk about Gulen, nobody comes after you like they do. I mean, they are something else.
They are something else, for sure. But as you know, I know them for many, many years. Unfortunately, I was involved with them many years ago, so I have some inside intel on them, and I'm not afraid of them. But, of course, I will not go back to Turkey knowing that they are around.
Leo Zagami, amazing. I've been asked the question, so has Cernovich, but you're a real investigative journalist. I thought you were nuts for when I first learned about you 10 years ago. It's all come true. I've read several of your books. Amazing. I've known you've been on target at least 3 years. What are other shoes about to drop? What's other news in Italy or other areas we don't know about? What other top Catholic cardinals are running pedophile rings from your research? Because now, at this point, they're all suspect. Most of them have been caught. We know it's a pedophile network.
Well, the biggest news of the last couple of days has been this interview that Pope Francis gave to Scalfari, because he mentioned in this interview that he wants to destroy any national sovereignty in favor of a federal government, centralized government in Europe. And this is really getting people mad in Italy. So my friends from Scenari Economici, which is a very popular website, have started a poll until Tuesday asking what they think of Pope's involvement in politics, which is now outspoken and unprecedented.
That's right. And we have new listeners here. I'm not anti-Catholic. Catholic's done a lot of great things. And, of course, you're Catholic, a Christian Catholic, and you work to keep it Christian. But if you look at it, I mean, the Pope this year said it makes him sick to hear about Europe being Christian. He wants to bring in Muslims. He doesn't let them into the Vatican, but he wants everybody else to come and take over. It's totally insane. And then now he is covering up for pedophiles, firing all the conservatives that have been fighting it. As all this comes out, he says that Trump is bad. He says that Russia and the U.S. shouldn't work together. He says an EU army should take over countries. For those that don't know, the interview's all over the news. He says, again, that Trump is dangerous, Putin is dangerous. I mean, this guy is so evil. Who wouldn't want peace? So who really controls him, Leo Zagami? And then I want to get Cernovich's take on that, because it's such a big deal to have this guy go 100% against Catholic Christian doctrine. And then how long can he go? How far can he go? Because, as you know, Italy voted months ago to not expand EU control. The EU wanted to put an EU army inside Italy. So, as you said, Italy is waking up.
The crazy thing is that Italian politicians in the last few days, even the left-wing politicians, says we can't take any more immigrants, any more refugees. So the Pope is going even against the people who have been always connected to him, like the left-wing politicians, like the Renzi, the Gentiloni, the Prime Minister we have now. So, I mean, this has shocked everybody, the fact that the Pope has tweeted on the 8th of July, which is also a very particular date, because 4 years ago, in July 2013, he went to Lampedusa, which is the closest island to Africa that Italy has, and he made this mass, which was basically the kickstart for the invasion, which is, of course, programmed together with George Soros and his ONG.
And Soros pays for the boats that go 90 miles off, grab them. Exactly. This whole thing's greased to bring down Europe, to bring in incompatible Muslims, to then take the free speech. And then, but finally, Bill Gates comes out, as you know, Thursday, and says, okay, Europe's falling. Even Bill Gates, who's a big globalist, is saying, but it's not that he's against it. He says, Europe's so mad, you're about to lose full control. Even he's telling the globalists they need to back off. What do you make of that, Leo Zagami?
I think that Bill Gates is a person who is realistic. He knows that if it continues like this, within a very short period of time, we will start with civil unrest. It's already happening in big cities in Italy. In the last few days, we had a refugee attacking a person on a train, a driver on a train, a conductor of a train, and actually biting him like a cannibal. We had people going around with machetes.
Yeah, people don't know that North Africa and the Middle East, the people that are coming in at least, it's literally like Road Warrior. It is literally women in slave cages. I mean, beyond anything we've ever imagined. Let's get some final statements from investigators. Journalist and questions or comments for Leo Zagami from, of course, Mike Cernovich, who'll be joining us tomorrow. He's launching. He's got a lot of big films like The Red Pill. He helped produce with a Kickstarter. He's got a big one about hoaxed, exposing mainstream media. We'll talk about that more. But other points, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. I would wonder about the death threats. Does Mr. Zagami find that the media in Italy goes after him and lies about him, just like the fake news media lies about us?
My friend, if I start telling you what kind of persecution I had in Italy, the police breaking my door at 8 o'clock in the morning, the carabinieri, because usually I get along with the police, but the carabinieri, who are a particular branch of the military police, broke into my door at 8 o'clock in the morning. They locked me up. They did things which I don't even want to start talking about, because it's incredible. Everybody in Italy knows that they have censored me, and the moment I mentioned on national TV, on Rai Uno, the name of Giorgio Napolitano, who is the ex-president but who is still in charge in power, and at that time he was still in power, I got persecuted in the matter of minutes.
And for folks that don't know, they took you to the mental institution and tortured you, but it came out on the news and you've been vindicated.
Before that, 10 minutes after the interview was finished, because it was a live interview conducted on a live in a square, I had a knife at my back. So,
well, stay there. You're hard to get a hold of. I want to set you up for the next few days to come on and take questions, Leo. Thank you. Thank you, Mike Cernovich. Thank you, audience. Thank you, crew.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.